So here we are. We're going to talk about learning to persevere. So let me pray for us before we get started, okay? Holy Father, we love you and thank you and praise you. Thank you for a good week this week. I hope the ladies have been blessed, even the ones that are watching virtually. And we pray that we have been able to equip them to be better stewards of your word and to be blessings to the people that you bring across their path. And I just pray, Father, that you would bless our time this morning, that you would give us your wisdom and your help, and that we would just be dependent on you. And we just thank you, Father, and praise you for your goodness. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, so I've been on the counseling staff here at Faith Church since 2004. And to my recollection, I've never had anyone come in and tell me, you know what, my life is going great. I just wanted to come in and talk to somebody and just tell you how wonderful things are. You know, we'll just spend a few weeks together and just tell you how blessed I am. But you know what? People come to us for counseling because they're struggling. Some are struggling with anxiety, depression, difficult marriages, and a host of other issues. So you all are here for different reasons, and some of you are here to learn how to better understand how God works, speaks into your life. But you also are here because you want to be encouraged and equipped to be able to help others. And I just want to prepare you, and if you haven't already, you're going to hear some really hard stories from people. You're going to hear heartbreaking things, stories that'll make you weep and wonder, how is this dear person going to survive this? So we're living in a world, and you know this, we're living in a world that seems out of control. The pandemic, economic hardships, racial tensions, violence in the streets, having to deal with our own personal struggles in our lives that have caused so much anxiety, grief, and anger, and it's really hard not to lose hope. There's so much to disturb our hearts and our minds, and so little of life seems normal these days. We don't even remember what that is. And we're really wondering what's going on and where God is. So the issues we're facing have led some of us to question some of our long-held beliefs. We want to believe that eventually all will be made right and that truth will prevail and justice will be served and that our broken hearts will be mended and that peace would be restored. We hope that everything is going to be okay. I tell myself that a lot. Everything's going to be okay. And I'm going to trust the Lord that's the truth. And so it's like we're waiting for God to show his strong arm and save us. And we didn't think we'd have to wait so long. And let's face it, we really don't like waiting. Waiting on the surface can seem useless and a waste of time. We live in a world that wants to see change now, not in a few weeks, not in a few months, and not in a few years. So during this session, I'd like for us to explore how to help our counselees, as well as us, develop perseverance as we go through this life. We live in the present, but we're also longing for what is to come. So I just want to make sure and be clear, I'm not talking about the perseverance of the saints, because we will not lose our salvation. I'm a firm believer that God will lose none of his own. And we read in Jude 24 and 25, to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. We didn't do anything to earn our salvation, and we cannot lose it. So what I'm talking about today is persevering through trials and difficulties. If we hope to finish this race of life well, and we want to glorify and honor the Lord, we're going to have to endure the problems that we're going to go through. We have to maintain steadfastness in our faith. So what is God doing as we wait for the day when there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain? He's helping us develop perseverance. And so depending on your translation in your Bible, you may also see the words endurance or steadfastness. These are all excellent ways to describe what we're talking about today. So what comes to your mind when you think of the word perseverance?
Keep going.
Keep going. Hang in there.
Or don't give up.
Hard work. Okay. So one more. To bear up under, that's right. So when I think of perseverance, I think about running a marathon. Mm-hmm. A marathon runner has to work, it has to train, and has to build up stamina and endurance to finish the course, to run the race. Or I think of a
concert pianist who hopes to play one day at Carnegie Hall. She's got to touch those keys every day. And I think of sticking with something for a long time, even when it's really hard. I think of a long walk in the same direction for a long time. So here's a definition that I've come up with for perseverance. Holding to a course of action, belief, or purpose without giving up or falling apart. The ability to remain loyal to faith and godliness in the face of great trials and opposition. So we see strong words in this definition. These words are not passive, but active. Qualities that we're not born with, but we must develop. Now, ladies, we need to be very compassionate as we listen to our counselees. And we need to be very careful not to come up with cookie-cutter solutions. What may seem to have worked with one counselee doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work with all counselees. There's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all in counseling. So I just wanted to prepare you because we're going to talk about some things. Something might click with someone. It may not click with somebody else, okay? So let's talk about the importance of perseverance. Growing in perseverance is important to our Christian walk, and I say that because of what we read in Scripture. I've got a lot of Scripture verses here. You know, Scripture is alive and active, and that's really what we need to be depending on. But I don't know if you've ever noticed how many passages really have the word perseverance in it. 2 Peter 1:5-9 says, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness." So we need to choose to be productive for God's kingdom and to bear fruit that will last. And that's what these verses are talking about. Peter is asking us to grow in these so that we will be effective and we'll be productive in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we do this in order to be effective, and we want to show our good works to a dark and dying world. As we wait for Christ's return, by perseverance, we're able to continue in faith as we resist the pressures to give up. So it's absolutely true that we're saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, but God expects us to grow and to add to our faith. And he's expecting us to add these qualities to our faith, and that's going to take effort on our part. So when you think about a farmer who desires to have a good crop, he's got to plant the seeds and he's got to tend his fields. Now, the farmer has to depend on God for the harvest, but he also has to depend on God for the strength and ability to do his work. God doesn't do the planting for the farmer, but God gives him the grace to be able to do that work. So we can trust God that he'll give us the grace to grow in perseverance. And then Hebrews 12:1-3 says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary or lose heart." So God doesn't want us to grow weary. He doesn't want us to lose heart. He wants us to learn to persevere. So this passage has in mind not a sprint, but a long race. The writer has in mind sustained effort required for a long-distance runner who keeps going in the face of opposition with determination and steadfastness. And these verses also tell us that the Lord wants us to throw off anything that could hinder us from running our race well. Things like doubt, worry, laziness, selfishness, self-centeredness, self-pity, grumbling, living for this world rather than for the world to come. Those things hinder our ability to persevere. And we're very familiar with James 1:2-4. "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. And perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." These verses show us that perseverance is going to be developed through the trials and the pressures that we go through this side of heaven. And God is graciously telling us how we're to consider trials that we face in his purpose, right? We've talked a lot about that this week. Trials aren't pleasant, but God uses them to mature us